Open Mic, Black Box, by Devin Hope. In case I forgot to tell you, I'm allergic to boxes. Black boxes, shoe boxes, new boxes, U boxes, even cereal boxes boasting champions. It's all a lie. I peeked inside and what I found were flakes. Make no mistake, I make no exceptions for Cracker Jack or Christmas glitter. Haven't you noticed? I'm made of skeleton, muscle, and skin. My body is the only box I belong in, but you like your boxes, so keep them. Mark them geek, wimp, bully. Mark them China doll, brainiac, or plain dumb jock. Choose whatever box you like, Mike. Just don't put me in one, son. Believe me, I won't fit.
Tyrone. The brother's right. I look around this class and nobody I see fits into the box I used to put them in. Starting with Mr. Ward, I figured him for a lightweight do-gooder who would last about 5 minutes in this neighborhood. But he stuck, and he got this poetry thing going. He even reads his own stuff sometimes. He's okay. Devin's okay, too. I don't know how bright the other jocks are, but there's nothing dumb about this brother. Mr. Ward says you have to take people one at a time, check out what's in their head and heart before you judge. Word.
Sterling S. Hughes. Devin shook his head when he saw me standing in the lunch line yesterday, fingering an imaginary fret, making the appropriate sound effects. Friend or not, he thinks I'm crazy. But the brother behind me got into it, snapping his fingers to the rhythm I set. Yeah, he said, preacher got it going on. My name is Sterling Sampson, but everyone calls me Preacher. I intend to become a science teacher, not a preacher, but I don't mind being called one. Just so long as you don't call me Samson. I'm hoping to end up in a little better shape than he did. I turned to the brother behind me and eased into a smile. I play a real guitar at church every Sunday. You ought to come by and check me out sometime. Judging by the way the brother cut his eyes at me, his appearance on the steps of First Baptist Church seemed highly unlikely. Still, you never know. I went back to my invisible string playing to keep my fingers limber for later. I had promised to hold the bass line for some of the brother's reading at this week's open mic. Mr. Ward was kind enough to lock my guitar up in his office in the morning so I wouldn't have to worry about it walking away before then. Assuming I made it to his class without any trouble. A brother named Leon accidentally bumped into me as I approached the cashier. He spilled, or should I say poured, a cupful of honey on my shoes, my new shoes. Oops, looks like Mr. Goody Two-Shoes got a mess to clean up, he said, laughing. His buddies joined in. I stared down at my shoes, counting. One, two, three, four. By the time I reached 10, I realized counting was not going to suffice. I need you, Lord. Hold back the Samson in me. I may not have his strength, but you know I have his temper. I counted backward from 10, felt my breath slowly evening out. A still small voice reminded me to return good for evil. Reminded me that my plans for the future do not include fisticuffs or expulsion. I am college bound and nothing is going to keep me from it. Besides, these poor fools are only trying to get a rise out of me. They're only trying to prove that the peace of God is non-existent. But how can they?